Hello, and welcome to the Not-So-Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. My name is Laura Vogt. I'm the Communications and Events Manager for Engineering Student Services, and today we're discussing the Berkeley Engineering Senior Class Gift Campaign, and I'm so excited to have Julia Snippen from the College of Engineering Dean's Office here with us today. Welcome, Julia.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me here.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you are involved in the campaign?
Sure, absolutely. So I'm the Associate Director of Development for the College of Engineering. Many of you may not know exactly what that is, but we'll talk a bit more about that. It is all to do with fundraising and securing resources for the college, and that is for the entire college. So no matter what department you're in, the work that I do and the support that I work to wrangle in is benefiting every single student, and it's a wonderful, wonderful job to have. So the Senior Class Gift Committee and campaign is something that we'll start talking about in the fall and winter, and then we'll really start rolling as more of a full-fledged campaign in the spring. And it is primarily geared toward encouraging participation from your fellow senior classmates in the College of Engineering to start thinking about philanthropy as you get ready to take the next step in the world.
Because we don't want students to necessarily forget about us once they leave, right?
Precisely. This is a really wonderful way to work across different departments in engineering and get to know some of your classmates a bit more. And then, yes, start thinking about what sort of relationship and involvement you would like to have, as well as, you know, in many ways, legacy to the college.
Well, thank you so much again for coming in today. So let's get right to it. And can you tell us a little bit more about the actual committee part of this campaign?
Absolutely. So the committee is open to any seniors, as I said, from all departments from engineering. What we're going to do is it's relatively low commitment for the fall and winter, and then it starts to pick up a bit more in the spring. So as you're considering joining, you know, just something to think about. The main commitment that you're going to have if you end up joining the committee is a weekly meeting in the spring where we'll just be checking in on where the campaign is, on various events, which leads me to the events. We'll have a kickoff campaign in the spring, usually around mid-March or so, or the Ides of March, if any of you are studied classics. And then there's going to be a finale event, which will take place before commencement. So it's another opportunity to say farewell to your classmates and just have a final hurrah with everyone and reflect back on your experience here. And then on a volunteer basis, you know, depending on your schedules, I know how busy our engineers are. We do have in the spring, again, kicking off more around April, we'll have weekly events, informational sessions for your classmates, and there will be snacks. There will be snacks. That is always the best way to get people to check out whatever it is you have to present. And so a quick note on that, there will also be committee chair positions available. So if you are looking to expand your experience in leadership, in marketing, in event management, there's an opportunity for you. And I'll be leaning a little bit more heavily on those committee chairs to help get the word out about our events and to help manage some of the logistics. So it's a different type of experience from research, I'm sure.
It seems like it's refreshing. A great way to, if you wanted to work on your soft skills.
Absolutely. I would completely agree with that. And as we all know, you know, those are things that aren't necessarily instructed to you in a classroom. So it's a great opportunity to work on team building, collaboration, and the softer skills like communication and communicating a point, you know, making a case for why philanthropy is important.
And so what are the funds in this campaign used for?
Very good question indeed. So just to clarify, if you are a senior within the College of Engineering, I want you to feel comfortable making a gift to wherever is something that you are passionate about. The majority of our gifts, that said, the majority of our gifts do go to the Berkeley Engineering Fund, of which I am one of the biggest fans. And that is because the Berkeley Engineering Fund helps support every facet of the entire college. So as you're wondering what that looks like, the majority of the Berkeley Engineering Fund supports student experience. So right now I'm sitting in the CAEE at the Engineering Student Services, and a great deal of support for CAEE and its programs comes from Berkeley Engineering Fund. The Berkeley Engineering Fund also helps support startup packages for new faculty. So, you know, think of your favorite professor that you may have, and that's, you know, consider how, you know, why did they come here? How did we manage to bring them on board here versus some of our peers, our institutional peers, which, as you may know, have a very different funding situation. Mm-hmm. So it's really, really necessary for us to keep this Berkeley Engineering Fund robust and strong. It is a source of what we call unrestricted funds, which means that they're discretionary to our dean. So the more robust that fund is, the more able we are to take care of, you know, things as they come up, but also to ensure that the student experience, faculty, and also this is very important, as I'm sure you know from all of the projects you do and the research that you do, labs and classroom upgrades. If we if we don't keep our equipment up to date, if there's not enough for everyone, it's just not going to be a valuable or as valuable an experience.
Oh, that sounds, I really am excited about all the different things that we do in the center, and I know that's
me too.
What we do. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you're saying that you're looking for seniors, is it specifically just those folks that are graduating in May, or is it also ones that are graduating like the summer or fall?
Good question. Yeah. So for those of you who are, you know, maybe on a slightly different calendar, which, you know, totally understandable, the way that we look at it is, I would say whichever class you feel you identify most with. If you feel that you identify with class of 2019, you know, whether you graduate in the summer or even the winter, we will honor that. It's really up to you and where you want to be. So
Looking for people that are specifically walking in May, which makes it a little...
Precisely, yes. Yeah. So you don't have to be walking in May to be on the senior class gift committee. If you're graduating in the summer or you're graduating in
December of
2019, I would certainly count you.
Okay, excellent. Yeah. And how many students do you usually have on the committee, or mm-hmm. what's your goal of how many people you want to have involved?
Really good question. We've had everywhere from, you know, about 10 people to 20. I like having around 20 of you because it is so great to get everyone's voice in the room, and you know, we can get better feedback on some of the campaign ideas we have, you know, how we're marketing things, for example, because I really do want every committee to be reflective of how, you know, what was your class year like, and collectively as the entire college, not just different departments. So I really do like to have more voices in the room, and also it does help manage the event staffing a little bit, as you can imagine.
Yeah, the more people you have. So one of my favorite events that you did one mm-hmm. year was give out cupcakes outside of the office, and I was able to sneak one.
There you go.
That was awesome.
Yes. Yeah.
I know you've done boba tea. There's been mm-hmm. a bunch of fun stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we'll work on that together. We'll make those decisions together as a committee of which local vendors we'd like to use. I tend to like reaching out to some of the local businesses around here. So the cupcakes you're talking about are from the Cupcake and Bakery, which was on Durant, and they're actually moving to a new location on Telegraph.
Not that you ever go there.
Not that I would. Yeah. You know.
And so is there an info session for students that want to find out a little bit more, or maybe get some back and forth questions going with you?
Yeah, that is a great question as well. So we are meeting on November 2nd. That's a Friday. Meeting from 9. I'll be there still selecting a room, so we'll certainly circulate that information. But if you just want to circle this on your calendar now, Friday, November 2nd, starting at 9 a.m., and I'll probably just hold an open room till about 10:30 so that everyone can have a chance to come in. Mm-hmm. I picked that time just because, interestingly, for the last year, for the last class year, that ended up being a really convenient time.
Okay.
I know it's a Friday morning, but, you know, you do your one good thing for the day.
There you go. And we want folks to sign up October 15th.
Yes.
That's kind of our hope.
Absolutely. If you can sign up for the information session, just so I have a sense of how many bagels and donuts to order by Monday, October 15th, that would be fantastic.
And I would be remiss if we didn't ask a little bit more about the donations for the campaign. So mm-hmm. if you're not able to serve on the committee, you don't necessarily have the time to mm-hmm. put into that.
I can't imagine why.
If you wanted to just be able to donate, how would you do that?
So you can go to, and this is also where you can go to for any information on the committee. It is engineering.berkeley.edu/seniors. And you can get all the information on that, as well as a link to where you can make your gift.
And we'll put a link on our podcast site. So let's make sure that Excellent. Folks know that. About that. And is there any gifts associated with giving, or
Absolutely. So every year we have different tiers for different giving levels, but every single senior that makes a gift will receive a thank you gift in return as a nice way to commemorate your final year, but also as a way to remind everyone that you meet that you are a Berkeley engineer.
And I seem to remember that there might be a contest between departments.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So we'll also have departmental challenges on we may do, maybe there's a trivia night, for example, and you can do a department contest there, see how many people get certain trivia questions right, and then also participation. So by participation, I mean we're measuring how many gifts are coming in from departmental seniors versus dollar amounts. So we try to keep it even that way.
And we'll try
and do a little bit of some troubleshooting around. You know, I know that some departments are much bigger, so we have some mechanisms in place to make it more of an even.
And being on the committee, part of getting to come up with these different games and
prizes. This can be you.
And is there anything else that we didn't talk about today that we want to make sure we mention?
You know what I will just throw in there, only because I get so many requests from people after they've graduated. The senior class gift is how you can receive your Berkeley Engineering license plate frame.
We have had people come in and ask for
that. There you go. This is how you do it. This is how it happens.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by today and talking with us.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Great, great questions. And I hope that many seniors are encouraged to check this out on November 2nd.
And thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the Not-So-Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. Goodbye.
Bye.